where I grow soybeans, corn, and wheat with my nephew, and we also grow a few dry beans and a few edible soybeans.
We're here at Commodity Classic in Phoenix. As you and some of the other Michigan soybean farmers are here talking to other farmers around the country, talk to me about maybe the issues and the policy discussions and topics that you guys are looking at.
Well, we had a meeting this morning with all of the association farmer delegates, and we went over some policy tweaks and changes in our policy document. We didn't have any, I don't think we had any major things that we were working on, but now in the state of Michigan, certainly one of our major concerns at the moment is roads and road funding. We have a referendum coming up the beginning of May, and we're supporting the funding of our roads. They want to raise the sales tax by a penny, but in so doing, they're going to fund some other areas in the state, and then they'll have dedicated funding for roads, which we haven't had in years, and we haven't had a tax increase, or a road funding, I guess would be more accurate, increase in probably about 20 years.
The transportation issue seems to be widespread across much of the Midwest, especially when we're talking about getting product to market. Why is it so important to have access to roadways and transportation for you as a soybean farmer and for your other farmers in Michigan?
60% of our soybeans are exported. And they may not necessarily be exported as soybeans or soybean meal or soybean oil, but they might be exported as pork because the pork eats the soybean meal, and same way with poultry and dairy. So to have adequate infrastructure to deliver our goods to these export markets is critical. If we didn't have that, we'd probably lose at least $2 a bushel.
As we head into 2015, the growing season, commodity prices have been a big concern for a lot of folks. As you look at this coming growing season, how does that maybe influence marketing decisions or input decisions or even what you're planting your acreage to as you look at those lower commodity prices?
Well, in our operation, we've decided to diversify a bit more than we have in the past. We're going to be growing some edible beans, some what I'll call food-grade soybeans, non-GMO for specific, I think they're used for tofu. So that kind of spreads out from the three major crops that we've been growing up to this point. Certainly the price structure is a concern to us. I've been pleasantly surprised of recent at the soybean price. It hasn't gone quite as low as everybody's predicted, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
For the most part, do you have a good feeling about the soybean industry and the agriculture industry right now and how things are looking with the opportunity for market access and those types of things as well?
Well, despite the lower prices, I still think this is an exciting time to be in agriculture. We have the opportunity to feed the world. We know, you know, everybody's been talking about by 2050 we'll have 9 billion people on the planet. These people are hungry. They want to eat. And I'm excited to be able to play a role in feeding the nation and the world.